Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Now it's Monday. Keep me in y'all's prayers. My sinuses have really been on a rampage. Went to the doctor, got a shot and some antibiotics, and kind of took the day off from work. So keep me in your prayers. I wasn't feeling very good this morning. It's just sinuses and those sinuses, those seasonal sinuses, I have them severely. When that change happens almost every year, they're pretty rampant. So, I came across this devotional. I'd like to share it with you guys. It's called the Ark of Salvation. And our key scripture here is going to be in Hebrews 11, verse 7. So, if you have your Bibles, flip it over there to 11, and we'll look at verse 7. Actually, I had it flipped to a different page. I had several thoughts on my mind, but let me put it. Actually, I had it on Romans. Let's see. Okay, I'm here. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. The Bible warned the people of Noah's day. And you can see, if you want to flip over, you can see in Genesis 6:3, where he says, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever." You see, they laughed at Noah, and they mocked his words, and they went about their usual business and their pleasure without ever dreaming he might be right. God was speaking, but they ignored him. Eventually, God's patience gave out, and by then it was too late. Outside the ark, men and women struggled for their lives, clinging at pieces of driftwood until the pitiless hands of death reached up and drug them down beneath that cruel waves. All were lost. Every soul outside the ark perished, and they had their chance. They tossed it away. You cannot come to Christ unless the Spirit of God brings you. But if you ignore his warnings, and then you are in grave danger, for someday God will no longer be speaking to you. Me and us, right? Then it will be too late. Come to Christ while there's still time, guys. Christ. God's greater ark stands ready to welcome you in safety today. I ask you this question. Are you in that ark? And the hope for today, how this devotional is this. Can you imagine anything more heartbreaking than a man who never quite, our woman, our child, quite decided it's time to hear from God. It will be the reality for too many people. The prayer of a frequently for the lost who heard him. A prayer pray firmly for the lost to heed his call. Pray firmly, it means pray with passion, pray with fire, pray till it hurts for those that are turning their heads or their hearts from God. One of my, it tears my heart when you're out there and you're witnessing and you're proclaiming the gospel and you're in, and if anybody knows me, I don't do it out of hate. I love too much and I love too many people to not tell them the truth. But in this day and age, when you don't go along with the crowd and you don't compromise who you are, you immediately assumed to be a hate monger and using scriptures to spread hate. But we know Jesus was called the devil. We know that he tells us that the world hated him, they will hate us. All we can do is spread the gospel and warn that one day this life will be over. Jesus will be coming back soon. And will they be in that ark? or will they have turned their hearts and their minds away from God? And when he comes and they see him in the sky, if they were not promised tomorrow, if they pass away tonight and they're looking at him, that's their judgment, right? They were given all the opportunities in the world to turn their hearts away from their understanding and placing it in the hands and trusting and obeying God. So as we continue throughout this week, just keep that in mind. Let's have a heart for the lost. Let's reach out to those that are around us and tell them about Jesus. Love you guys. Y'all have a good Monday.